Gary, let me go to you. When people look at the research that shows that young people are leaving the church, we know that to be the case at alarming rates. We do know from all kinds of research, Barna and otherwise, that the younger the generations we go, the less of a biblical worldview they have, meaning they don't have a biblical view of who God is, of what sin is, of who the Holy Spirit is, or the fact that the devil is actually real. We look at them and say we're greatly alarmed. But Gary, in these times, rather than yielding to some people thinking of, well, young people are leaving because the Bible is offensive, let's change some of those words and take male out and put a neutral them or something like that in. Gary, what should we be noticing and what should Christian leaders, the pulpit and others, be doing, recognizing the reality that young people are walking away from the Bible? What should be the response to this?
Well, Sam, you know, rather than changing the words of the Bible to meet our desires and to, you know, compromise truth, we need to make sure that we change our lives to meet the words of the Bible. And I think that this is what we, whatever generation needs. You know, the Word of God teaches us that we are not to add to it nor take away from it. I think of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. Where it says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandment of the Lord your God which I command you. Proverbs 30 and verse 6 says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Revelation 22:19 says, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And here is my great concern. It's important that we understand that when we pick up the Bible and read it, it is God's word. When we or somebody attempts to change a little word here and there to make it what they might say gender relevant, and I'll just use that phrase, when a little word is changed here or there from what the original manuscripts calls for or what the original manuscripts establish, then truth is being compromised. And so the next question you ask is, where is that going to lead? And this is one of the things that concerns me about a lot of the translations that are out there. A lot of the translations out there are not as interested in accuracy as it relates to the manuscripts, the original manuscripts. Of course, as I said in the other section, we don't have the original manuscripts. We go back to, what, 200 or 300 years afterwards. But we can get back to where it's close. But when you change what the Word of God says and take it away from the authentic manuscripts that we have, then you are in grave trouble. And that's where we are going today. And what's going to happen is that that is going to dumb down Christianity. It is going to take away from the understanding of who God is and what God expects. One final thing. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, God's word works effectually in the lives of those who believe it. But if it's going to work effectually in the lives of those who believe it, Sam, we must take it for what it says, take it as it is, and not try to change it to meet our own personal desires.